Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. By the way, you should subscribe to the podcast as well. Go to your Apple Podcasts or to Spotify or Google Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to this podcast, Andy's Things and Stuff. And by the way, tell a friend about it. Say, hey, I like this goofball who does this podcast, and share it with a friend. It really helps me out. Also, SiouxFallsShooting.com, bringing you the podcast as it does always. This weekend, I have a doubleheader of classes on Saturday, May 6th. AR rifle carbine skills. We're going to be shooting ARs. We're going to be running around with rifles on the range and shooting them fast, learning to shoot them accurately and fast, and you are going to have a lot of fun. You can sign up for that one right now, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Save 10% by entering the code PODCAST10. Also, Sunday, May 7th, pistol skills. Same thing, PODCAST10. You save 10% on your class fee if you enter that code, PODCAST10, at checkout, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Also, South Dakota Enhanced Permit class coming up on May 13th. A chance for you to get your permit or renew your permit. That class is good for both renewals and new permits. All right. This podcast was a lot of fun for me personally because, well, it's my sister-in-law who I've only met once before. Please welcome to the podcast, Chelsea Erickson.
Although,
what do you sing in the car?
Yeah, we go on
shower.
Well, Joe and I do a karaoke car rides all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What does he sing?
Well, he loves old man music. So,
what's old man music?
Some Neil Young.
Well, that's not that. Okay,
for me it is.
Hey, hi, how are you? Episode 30, I wrote it down, 33, Andy's Things and Stuff. Old man, like, okay, Neil Young was old man music when I was in high school listening to it. That's kind of, that's awful salty to say. But my guest this week is Chelsea, what's your last name?
Well, Erickson now.
Is it legally now?
It is legally.
It is legally
Erickson.
Now. Yep. Yeah. Okay. You did that quick.
It was legal when we said I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You write it in the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So my new sister-in-law, this is the second time I've met my sister-in-law, by the way.
Fun fact.
Yeah. I was sort of curious when he told me that. I could tell Joe had this sort of mild trepidation, like he thought like there was a chance I might be upset that he all of a sudden got married, but I was like,
Oh no, he goes, he ain't gonna give a fuck.
No.
That's what he told me.
No, I mean, I would have been there, you know, if I had been invited, I would have gone.
Yeah,
sure.
No one was. That's what the point was.
Yeah, that's cool though. Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So how'd that happen?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, we swiped right on an app. And then
that's how you met.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Which app?
Bumble.
Bumble.
Bumble,
so,
of all apps.
Bumble's a good app.
Bumble is where the women have to talk first, and I didn't want to do it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
I only met Chelsea a little over a week ago. Went out to eat with Joe, and then you were coming back to town after one of your kids had sports or something.
Yep, yeah. Volleyball in Sioux City.
Bumble, that's right. That was the story. Okay, yeah. So Bumble.
I caught him with the good, hi, Joe.
That's all it was just hi, Joe.
The rest is history.
You didn't, and you'd never met him before anywhere?
I have never.
Else?
He'll tell you the story of how he saw me when I was working at Lululemon. Call 4 or 5 years back.
Yeah.
4 years back. And, I mean, he used to be like, I cannot believe that you are the girl from Lululemon. He's such a sap, by the way.
I'm kind of a sap, but I'm not a sap because I'm a sap. I can tell you the day I met my wife.
Yep.
March 29th, 2006. Not because, oh, it was the day I met my wife. It's just because I'm a date nerd. I just remember dates.
Yep.
This sexy scar in the back of my elbow.
Sexy.
That's a doozy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I broke my arm in eighth grade, like broke the humerus right there, mid humerus.
Oh,
crush it into pieces down to the elbow.
Oh.
And like the bottom head of the humerus was split in half.
Oh my God.
Like, I can't remember if it's radius or ulna is the forearm bone. Split it in half. I was playing dodgeball.
I was just going to ask what... That's a vicious sport.
It can be.
Back in the day when we used the real dodgeballs?
Well, it wasn't even mid-game. No, it happened, and we weren't even playing like the dodgeball you think of when you think of dodgeball. We were playing the version against the wall. You know, did you ever play that growing up?
No.
Was basically like, let's see if we can hurt someone even more. For some reason, you didn't want to be the one throwing the ball in this version. And so everybody's lined up against the wall, and you're trying to get back to the wall. And so you had a line to stay behind,
yeah.
You know, and then you would huck it at the people that are lined up against the wall. And
is this in gym class?
No, it was it was a very, very warm study hall.
Oh, my God.
You see, in 1991, Beresford Middle School did not have air conditioning.
Oh,
it was brutal. And the temperature was about 90 degrees and it was humid, no wind, you know.
Could you imagine how that classroom smelled?
Well, having two boys that are at the age where the pits are starting to reek. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. It had to smell like piss.
And as a dude who drives a bus full of kids every day.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Well, some of them, I mean, actually, I finally have a regular route now. And those kids bathe for the most part. I'm proud of them. But no, so it was just super hot. So it was just like, you don't have to be in study hall. We'll just go outside. You can have a recess for study hall. And when the bell rang to go back in for, thank God it was math. When I broke my arm because I got out of math, the ball bounces up in front of me and a kid named Josh Johnson. And we both went for the ball. And I got the ball in my hands. He got his feet there first. And I tripped over his foot and I tucked it like a football. And I landed on the asphalt with my elbow at a right angle.
I have a fun elbow story, but not like yours.
Okay.
Does
it involve 14 screws and two plates and 5 days in the hospital?
It's actually not that cool.
Oh, okay.
But the only reason I bring it up is, for one, your elbow, and two, it's bothering me today. So do you remember the winter, or the spring, I shouldn't say, we had this huge snowstorm in April.
Which one? Oh, you're talking about 2018.
Oh, hey, you're probably right. I don't know my dates, so...
Yeah.
We're going to be good friends.
Well, the radio station's tower that I worked at fell over one of those storms in April of 2018.
Well, I'm a big nerd. I don't like to drive on my driveway when there's snow on it because I want a freshly cleaned driveway. And
dude,
I was the one that did all. Yeah, right?
What up? Yes, that is how you do it.
Yeah, and I'm the one that did it all. I did it all.
I hate it. Now, I don't.
Tire tracks are the worst.
I don't fault my wife for, like, driving to work.
Right.
Like, there's going to be one path of tire tracks going out. When I was still going to work every morning, yeah, I might, if I got up a little extra early, I'm going to go out and clean that up. But no, I'm right there with you.
I can't stand it. So, there's no school that day. So we all, my sister-in-law, me, decided we're going to go have some cocktails at my mom's. She lives down the street.
Because it's what you do on a snow day.
Absolutely. And we both stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, well, let's bring the kids to grandma's house. We'll go get schlockered and the kids can play. Well, I had to run home for some reason, whatever it was. I didn't want to drive on my driveway. So I open up my garage and I go running in. And as I'm coming out, by the way, my mail was being delivered at the exact same time. I must have went and got booze. So I had booze in my hand. I'm running down, and no shit, I look like a cartoon character. My foot catches the ice, and I went, boom. I fell, and instead of spilling my booze, I land on my elbow. I still have problems. I think I broke the tip of my elbow off, because today, it's bugging me every time I put it down. So I think I broke the tip.
Where on your elbow does it hurt?
Right at the tip. That's what she said. I'm sorry.
You just started drinking whiskey. Like, you were working until, like, a half hour ago.
Hey, I know this is only the second time you met me, but this is me without booze.
No, I gathered that when I met you at the bar, because it was, you pretty much sat down and were exactly like this, too. So, so the Buffalo Trace is quite good, isn't it?
Oh, it's delicious. I enjoy it.
Have you ever had it?
I have, but it's been while. It's been a long while.
Yeah, because you can't freaking find it anywhere.
Well, now that I'm with Joe, we just do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, Bushmills. Which I'm not gonna shit on the Bushmills because I could get it, and it is very good.
Yeah.
But it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little, yeah. Does he let you have the 16-year? Will he let you touch the 16-year?
He will.
How about the 21? Will he let you have any of that?
I have one night, he had like probably a sip left, and he split it with me.
I was waiting for you to say, he got out an eyedropper. And he let me have one drop.
You know Joe, he'll literally go eye level and make sure everything is fair. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. You have 38 kids.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Oh, the gloves are off.
I love you, Joe.
It's so fun. Yeah, he kind of does. Not quite 38. No. It's just like 8, I think. Yeah. I lost count after a while.
Yeah. me too.
So, I like the Bushmills. I'm glad he turned me on to it because I can actually find it.
Yep.
You know, a buddy of mine, I borrowed a reloading tool from him that's expensive, and I bought him a bottle of this. And this was before Joe explained whiskey to me. Like, Joe literally mansplained whiskey to me because I was like, I don't get it. Like,
what's the big deal?
What I don't understand. It's just like I drink it and it's fire and it sucks.
It's
like
burning going down.
Yes, it's burning. And he's like, no, you have. He was so frustrated. He's like, you dumbass.
I can hear.
No. Yes. You have to actually taste it, like swish it around on your tongue. And I was like, okay. And then when I did that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's still kind of hot, but I can actually taste stuff. Okay,
yep.
Now I get it. I had Crystal sniff this, though, at the restaurant the other night, and she was like, and yeah.
You got to, that's the palm trick. You got to put it in your hand,
that's
rub
what it,
it
is.
Together, and then you get the aromas.
Say
it again?
When I pulled the cork out earlier, I was like, there's something Joe does with the cork. I can't remember what it is. Does he sniff the cork? What was it? No, he rubs it on his palm. Yeah. But like half the time when I'm pouring one, like I'm probably going to have like some, I still have like some sort of gun grease on that pinky finger from I don't know what. I don't really want to, I don't know. Maybe it'll help clean it.
Hey, I totally believe that would happen. Especially whiskey.
Yeah. It's, no, I was glad he sort of mansplained it to me though. And now the bottle I had at the time, the only one I had, is pert near gone. I've gone through 3 bottles of Bushmills. Yeah,
it's a thing.
It's a thing now.
I turned Joe onto wine.
No shit.
Oh my God.
Does that give him heartburn? Can he drink it?
He can drink wine.
He can drink wine. Doesn't give him heartburn.
It does not give him heartburn.
Because I still think he's lying about the beer thing giving him heartburn. I think he just...
You're not seeing my head at all. Yeah.
It was a lot of sideways movement.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, maybe.
I mean,
I'm a big beer drinker.
Yeah.
So like we went date night Saturday night. We went to Arcade 81 downtown.
Oh, we were downtown too. We were just around the corner at Mackenzie River.
No way. Yeah. Oh, I did see that on your post. Mm-hmm. But we went to Arcade 81. They don't sell anything but beer there. So Joe's I'm like, well, I'm drinking beer. I don't care. I'm playing pinball and drinking beer.
Yeah.
He didn't drink at all.
The thing is, like, with summer coming, though, I mean, I love sipping whiskey. Love it, love it, love it. It's my new favorite hobby. If sipping booze could be a hobby. But no, I really enjoy it. But in the summer, there's got to be some amount of refreshment going on.
There is nothing better than a patio beer.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, I am?
There's one thing better than a patio beer. A shower beer.
Hey, I had one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about having a beer in the shower.
And then I blast the music up.
And
do you listen to music while you're showering? Or am I... Is that the only thing the Millers did back in the day?
I don't know. I mean, I never played music in the shower. Not that I wouldn't have, the technology didn't exactly exist, like to have a shower. I mean, there were shower radios when I was in college,
I suppose.
No,
we'd used, but like, my brothers used the big
boom box. Oh, they had like a boom box in the bathroom.
With a cassette.
Oh, yeah.
I was introduced to John Bon Jovi from Jared. Because he
halfway
blasted. Living on a prayer.
Mm-hmm. We should have got karaoke going.
I know. I tell you, I'll belt.
Uh-huh. No, I don't because I mostly, when I would shower, it would be, well, actually, no, I did more evening showers, but I just never wanted to annoy my family with what I would listen to because it would be like another episode of NCIS on the Bluetooth speaker while I'm in the shower, you know? Like,
yep.
I mean, I still listen to music, but music was my job for so long. It's, I don't know. It's not the first thing I go for. I'm so into podcasts,
okay.
Like podcasts, audiobooks. Yeah. Oh,
I can't do an audiobook. I cannot do it. I've tried. I have listened to,
Living
with a Seal. That book is actually pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Well, cause I'm into fitness and weird shit. Right. So it's actually, I mean, he swears it's a seal. This guy hires a seal to live with him and do all of his workouts, all this stuff. So it's an entertaining book. My mind starts going over here to the right, over there to the left, and I'm like, shit, what did I just listen to? So then I have to rewind it.
See, I'm that way reading a book.
Yeah, same. Like, I have to read a page 14 times.
Sometimes, yeah. If it's really good or the stars align cosmically or I've had Adderall or whatever, you know, then I can read it. It helps if it's super interesting.
Yeah.
But like to read like a Stephen King novel that's thicker than a Bible, like, no.
I did get through the Harry Potters very well. I'm that kind of nerd.
I got through all of the Jack Carr audiobooks. I didn't read a single one of them, but the Terminal List.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That whole series.
Okay.
Those are really good, by the way. I do like audiobooks. There's stuff I miss, and I'll re-listen to an audiobook. Because
you probably miss a lot, actually.
Especially if I'm busy doing stuff, but like I listened to two of those Jack Carr books while I was elk hunting because I'm literally all by myself in the middle of nowhere walking around. Like there was, the whole day I was, unless I was like in a place where I thought, I probably need to use both of my ears, then I would pop the earbud out or whatever, but...
So there's probably not a lot of distraction then.
No, because I'm
your brain.
The thing is, though, having something in the background keeps me focused on. I don't need to be listening to an audiobook while I'm hunting. It was probably that was a distraction from the hunting, but I don't know. I will often listen to something. Like I fall asleep to like a TV show or something. Yes. Because it keeps my mind loosely tied to one thing instead of all the things that are up here.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I used to be able to do just white noise. That was fine. But then that wasn't fine anymore.
Then somehow the brain escaped that.
Yeah.
And then started working its magic.
Well, the more things I had going on and more responsibilities and, you know, then it's just like, let's see. Okay. The section match is less than 3 weeks away. I've got a lot of shit to do for that. What do I have to do? I got to order trophies. I got to figure out how many trophies. I got to get them all named. I got to go rent a tent. I got to get holes dug. Oh, my God.
Can I tell you what's impressive about that? You stuck on that. My brain would have gone from some of that, and then I'm like, oh, shit. Then I'll go on to this different topic, and then it's, oh, shit. And then I'm like, I have so much stuff going on up there that I'm like, I need my melatonin.
You obviously have not listened to an episode of my podcast before.
Well, I know a little bit. I do know a little bit.
No, I go, it goes all over the place. Like,
So you and Joe are the same.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He had the hyperactive version, though.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. I'm not the hyperactive version, okay?
Hey, I know a really good personal trainer.
Do you?
I do. Turns out.
Well, you're the second personal trainer I've had on my podcast now.
Oh,
so
yeah?
Another one is a shooting buddy of mine.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I probably should have someone yell at me and make me do things because I don't. I mean, I go to the gym to look this good.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, honestly, it's sexy too. I would be a shit show if I didn't go to the gym.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yep, I get it.
So there's a few things I wanted to mention that are unrelated to you, just stuff in the world I wanted to hit on. The first thing is, if you are, wherever you're listening to this right now, if you would, for me, put up a middle finger, and if you would point it towards Central Sioux Falls, that's for the Sioux Falls School Board for shit-canning gymnastics. My daughter would have been competing at Lincoln next year, and now she's not. So, fuck you all for cutting gymnastics. All those, whoever's idea it was to just like, well, we can, all we've got to do is cut two things, and then we've got this cut we've got done, instead of like doing math in other places. And I, here's what I know people are going to say. Well, it was the most expensive sport per kid to have. Yeah, well, what's the most expensive sport per kid now? It better watch its ass, because that's next. If that's your metric, okay. Look, I mean, obviously, football, basketball, those things
so
are not.
Because, like, Sioux Falls, just since I've lived here, has grown so much in that sport.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Well, and I part of it, I do understand part of the logic is because it is a huge club sport here. There's, like, three or four gyms in town.
Yep.
And my daughter's obviously gone to one of them for quite a while. But at the same time, it was like, oh, she gets to high school and now
she can't compete.
Now we don't have to pay for it, you know, and it'll be a lot cheaper when it's a high school sport.
Touche. Yeah, I have kids that are in all type or were in club sports. I know.
It's not as bad as hockey. I
don't have a hockey player.
I don't either. Or softball, baseball can be, mostly just the travel.
Yeah.
The really expensive part.
So my son and my daughter were both in softball and baseball. And actually, Corbin was a really good baseball player. So it was really sad to see him quit. But at the same time, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Because
I have my summer back.
Yeah. Now, no, I'm not that parent, because I actually love going. It is
kind of fun to go on those trips.
Oh, yeah. But April, it's cold as balls.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. And I'm a puss. Anything below 50 degrees.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. And I'm like, poor kid. And Corbin has no body fat. So he's like freezing. He's like, I hate it. I'm like, that's probably why he quit. Let's get real.
And In Beersford, we didn't really have, baseball was like barely an option once you hit high school. You know, it was VFW ball and Legion ball, and that was it. And I mean, I don't know if they even still have, they had high school baseball down there. I don't know if they still do. They probably do. Cause they made, I think they won a state title like 10, 12 years ago.
Well,
or
that's gotten
like that.
Big around here too, because of all the,
yeah,
club
it's still
stuff.
A club sport, but yeah. And that's cool. I'm not in a position to judge whether it'd be better as an actually sanctioned SDHSAA, whatever sport, but sometimes they just muck up the works and make it worse.
And the problem is, you know, like with sports being a huge background in my family, that club stuff is what gets them recognized, not really the high school stuff. So, I mean, it goes half a dozen one or the other, right? Like that was probably some of my greatest memories growing up are my high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, it's like no one looks at the high school. They go to all the club stuff.
Well, that definitely depends on the sport you're playing. Basketball, baseball,
volleyball. Yeah. Volleyball does camps for coaches from colleges to come into and watch. They do that stuff. Yep.
It's football is even that way to an extent. I believe, I don't know, I don't have a kid that has played football yet, at least at that age, because I played football.
First of all, hold on, you said yet.
What do you mean?
You have a kid that plays football?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I have one who might be interested.
Play football. Okay.
Yeah, like he's expressed an interest.
Okay.
But
it's hard to like, because Corbin played football forever, and then all these kids all of a sudden grow. And then Corbin stayed the same size, skinny. And then he's like, these kids are going to beat the shit out of me. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And you got to, I mean, he's only a fifth grader. So, I mean, like, he could have been doing junior football. I would not let my boys play contact tackle football until at least seventh grade anyway. I took enough knocks on the head that I don't know what they're going to do to me down the road. Or maybe they've already done something, for all I know. But I want to minimize that. You can still learn the game and play the game.
Yeah, and just
doing
have,
flag.
Have a lot of fun. And we have great programs.
Yeah, no, and the thing, here's the mistake I made career-wise is I should have gone into something that was going to be youth sports, because you can get rich doing youth sports shit in this town.
Yep.
Or any town, for that matter.
Yep.
It's insane.
I say that all the time.
Okay, youth sporting classes coming to SiouxFallsShooting.com. Hang on.
Okay, yeah, so I'm starting a youth class for my gym.
Yeah.
And actually, one of my big goals is to start Olympic weightlifting with my teens.
Oh.
And we have a weightlifting competition in Sioux Falls in July. And I have this girl that's excited about it. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. Like, I want to do that. I mean, it's not volleyball where I'm getting 10 players on one team.
Yeah.
Paying 20,
yeah,
you know, whatever we're paying.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know anymore.
The individual sports are definitely more. Had I realized how much more individual sports were more my speed, I was a little tortured because I loved baseball. It was my favorite sport, but I was good at football. And I didn't love football. And I found that out pretty quick when I got to college that I did not love football, because I was
college,
like,
college is a whole different
this
animal
sucks.
Too.
And I was just playing NAIA ball at Black Hill State, you know. This is before they went D2 even. And it's very different now. My nephew is playing there, but he loves football.
Right.
I liked playing with my buddies.
Yep. Big
you know?
Difference.
Huge difference.
Huge difference.
But like baseball was the sport I was good at, and I still would have like seen that as far as it could go to its logical conclusion as it did. But had I realized I knew I was ultra competitive, but I just hadn't found an interest in anything else. And like, I didn't like golf enough to, it's fun to drink beer and play golf, but I wasn't competitive about it. But had I realized, you know, or had I been able to find something like the sport I play now, USPSA, that would have been fantastic. And like, my daughter's even said, like, I love playing an individual sport. I mean, they're still a team. They encourage each other and all that, but yep. She only has to rely on herself. And I get there's valuable lessons you can learn from that, but at the same time, when I'm getting the wind knocked out of me because some guy on the other side of the line got his ass kicked while I was pulling and I land on my chest, like that happened one time. That was fun. And I'm like,
is that the story you just told me the other night?
Was that?
I think that was
at the bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I told that story recently, but
did Joe told me? No, that was when we were at Butterfly.
That was there. Okay.
Yep.
So you played, did you play volleyball?
Yeah, I played volleyball. I lasted a year because, again, collegiately, it's a lot different. And I always say, I tell everybody, I'm like, 18 is so young. You don't know what you
want. Don't realize how stupid you are.
You're
at 18.
So stupid. And I'm like, if I had the mentality I have now, the stupid little petty stuff that pissed me off, I would have just gave her a finger.
Yeah.
And I would have worked my ass off.
Age and maturity.
Absolutely.
And
so like, I love that individual stuff that you just said, because this is, so at the gym I work at, we're not a CrossFit affiliate.
What is your gym?
So we are CPM Fitness. It's in the Western Mall.
Mm-hmm.
We do functional fitness, but we do a lot of things. So like when the CrossFit games come up, we hold events that pertain to that, and we do the workouts that they put up. So this is the first year that I put my name into the drawing of whatever, you know, at my age, I am considered old in the CrossFit world. So, or in any, you know, sporting world, let's get real. Even though LeBron is older than me and still are young.
Not pickleball.
He's not older than me. He's a little bit younger. He's like a couple months younger than me. but he's still in the league.
How old are you?
38.
Oh, shit. You're not even 40?
No.
Oh.
Are you saying I look 40?
No, I thought you were like right at 40. You're not far from 40.
No,
don't
I'm not
be all
far.
Offended.
I know, I know.
No, I just didn't realize
not,
you were.
I have to give you shit.
I didn't realize Joe was robbing the cradle that hard, though. I just yeah, didn't realize that.
He's my brother Jared's age. Kind of weird.
If Joe's name was Jared.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
There's no way in hell.
I dated a girl named Becky once. Couldn't do it.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
No.
So that's funny that you say that because anyone on my dating apps, I would be, it'd be like, Ryan, nope. Mike, nope. Jared, nope. I mean, you could look like Channing Tatum himself, but if your name is Ryan, Jared, or Mike,
nope.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Mike. No, that doesn't
yeah,
work.
That
does that not
been,
work.
That no. No, that's
however, do you know
there's something weird about that?
Can I tell you the crazy thing though?
What?
So my dad's name is Tom.
No shit.
No shit. Again, hey,
I'm the only
by
one
way,
that
this
didn't
is
marry
bro-
somebody who
this
with
is
a-
my brother-in-law, and he's just knowing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm still learning.
I hope you're learning good things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so my dad's name is Tom. My son's name is Corbin Thomas, Jared Thomas, and then now you got your dad, Tom. Joseph Thomas, mm-hmm. You got Tom. I'm like, this is so weird. The weirdest stuff like that.
Yeah. No, it's, well, Becky's father-in-law, his name was Tom.
Yep.
And I didn't marry into a family that had a Tom, but I married a gal whose sister also married an Erickson.
Oh, that's
same crazy. Spelling and everything. I mean, it's very different genetics. They're like a foot shorter than us, but it still was sort of...
It's weird.
Weird, yeah. Like,
it's weird.
They both have the same last name yeah. still, you know?
Yeah.
So the same one you have now, yeah. apparently. When it did is, that happen, by the way?
Oh, shit. Can I get in my calendar? It's March... that's
you don't
Joe's...
know your anniversary.
March 4th.
March 4th.
Yeah. That's Joe's job.
Yeah, he is the sappy one.
He's the sappy one. However, he's turned me into a sap. He broke a hard, rough exterior and turned me into a sap that he only gets to see. He only gets to see that side.
How did he go about that?
Being him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were just like, quit being weird.
Well, he'd call me sweetie, and I'm like, what the fuck? I go, that's what you call your daughter.
Nobody had
not
ever called
me.
You that before?
Like, not my significant, no. No, if you knew my past and if you knew my ex, then there is no sweetie coming out of his mouth.
Okay. Well, what about your dad?
No, he's rough. He grew up with 10 siblings.
Oh.
One of the oldest.
They were
he was
literally
the
fighting for food.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. His dad was gruff. His mom was sweet as hell. His dad was gruff, but my nickname was CeCe. He had two teeth, and he'd drink his whiskey, smoke his pipe, and I'd walk in the door, and he'd go, CeCe. I was like, hey, Grandpa. I was like 8. Maybe younger.
I was just telling somebody this story about my grandpa. Actually, it was my last podcast episode I mentioned. You know, not knowing, Robert and I were talking about, like, both of our dads had been to Vietnam, you know, back in the day, and I had mentioned Grandpa Rockley was a soldier in World War II, and I kind of wished I had cared about that part of it when I was 12 or 13 when he died, so I was just a dumb kid. I didn't care about any of that actually interesting stuff. He was just my funny grandpa who would... You know, I would make a fake fart noise, like, and he would just, he'd look around like, what the hell was that? Just, where did that come from? You know, it was just, he was just my funny grandpa, right. You know, but he did, I know my mom's parents both had false teeth and they both would on occasion, like, they would like pop them out. And not often. Like
gummy.
Grandma Phyllis didn't do that a whole lot. I mean, she's pretty reserved. But at the same time, if she was feeling silly, you know, I remember her doing it at least once. I remember Grandpa doing it more than once. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so you work out a lot.
I work out. Oh, yeah. Hey, and there was, we are really good at this. We were talking about that single, our solo sport shit.
Yeah.
And then we went on a tangent.
Yeah. I was bringing it back.
Thank you.
I was trying.
Joe does that to me a lot too.
I honestly, after, so two podcasts ago, I said like, I realized how much I say like.
Yeah.
It was driving me fucking crazy. Last episode, I drank way too much of Bushmills and I was fing, fing, fing. I was ricocheting. So I'm trying to get rid of the likes and relatively stay on topic.
Yeah. So on topic. So back to the CPM Fitness. So this is the first year I entered my name in to see how far I could do it. And honestly, when I competed, it's three Fridays. They bring out the workout Thursday night. And then you have a week to complete it, post your scores, you have to video it, and there's like rules, like you have to video it this, you have to make sure everything's right. So like women's weights, you got to make sure that you have to show them that, you know? And so I'm like stressed as hell, like freaking out. I probably went to the bathroom 48 times the very first Friday, just sick to my stomach. And then I'm sitting here, I finished the first workout and I'm looking at the leaderboard. I'm like, holy shit. It says I'm in the 90th percentile of women all over the world.
Wow.
And then I go into it and it's like 98th percent out of my age group, 38 plus or 36 plus or whatever the age group is. And I'm like, holy shit.
This was just this year?
This is just this year. This was, it's the end of February, beginning of March. So it's like just, yeah. So anyway, that was the first workout. I'm like, well, this is a hoax. And I couldn't even do like
weren't believing you were doing well?
Yeah, because like
nobody's doing this.
Right.
Like I'm one of like eight people.
And I'm like, in our gym, I'm kind of the unicorn because we don't cater to a lot of the CrossFit athletes. That's just not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We want people who really care about their health, fitness, and wellness, right? I mean, not that CrossFit athletes don't, but we're just different. We like to go beat up ourselves. So the second week comes along and I'm like, all right, how am I going to tackle this week? Like I'm studying videos. I'm doing all of it. And I know how I would tackle it. But then I get people's professional opinion, you know, on Instagram. That's, I mean, naturally, right? And I'm like, holy shit, I'm in the 98th percentile again. And I actually hit a PR in a lift that day and Joe was there watching. It was kind of fun. He was like, I pretended he wasn't there because I'm like, I'm got to pretend you're not there. And then the last one, I think, was like 96th percentile because it was like a work. I mean, things I don't work on. It was a handstand pushup, strict handstand pushup. Like, we don't even do that in this gym.
Handstand pushup. I'm trying to visualize. Oh, like you're doing like standing on.
Yeah, but we get to use a wall for our feet. So like we're not real gymnasts. They're freaking strong as hell.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
That's a different strength. It's incredible.
Strength combined with like dexterity.
I wish that was one sport I was in when I was little. I wish I would have stayed with.
Crystal and I would look at Jackie just walking around the house and all of a sudden I'd be like, holy shit, her legs are fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
Like, she all of a sudden went from being like a normal looking girl to just like muscle everywhere.
They're
and she's
ripped.
Like, she's got shoulders now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's you can fun. Tell, like, the puberty hormones are like and allowing muscle to grow.
I got some shoulders, but I'm not conditioned for a handstand pushup.
Right. It's one thing to be strong, it's another to be in shape for a given activity.
Exactly. So, but I was still like in the 93rd percentile. So I actually made it on to the next like quarterfinals. And, but then my hip, cause I'm old and I actually hurt my back in high school and that started playing havoc on me. So I'm like, I got to sit this one out. And then I looked at the workouts and I'm like, well, it's like a bunch of things that would really F up my
body.
So I'm like, it's not worth it. But I was super, like, that's the cool thing about individual sports. What we were talking about is that
you didn't get shit on because someone else had that problem.
Yeah. But it's so rewarding to be like, I can do this stuff. Yeah. Someone might beat you, but that's the part of life. But like, I am actually good enough to compete in this level. I'm like, holy shit. This is awesome. I'm done now.
Yeah.
unless this can fix itself.
If I had been younger and started sooner, I could have been pretty damn good. I just
when
didn't
I was
find this
your
thing.
Age, yeah. I wish I yeah. would have started. That's my favorite line.
When I was your age. Yeah. I mean, I don't have any regrets of choices I've made because I'm happy with the path my life has gone. But at the same time, like, I wish I would have found practical shooting sooner because, you know, I'm starting to get good, but I'm at the age where, I mean, I'm not quite in the old guy crowd. I'm not technically a senior yet. That's only 4 years away. But at the same time, even as not fast and quick as I am on my feet, like, that's going to start going away. Like, hand-eye coordination is going to start deteriorating. And I so badly want to make master and grandmaster, obviously, but I don't know if I'll make that. But if I just had more time.
I know.
You know.
That's just it. More time.
But, turns out none of us gets out of this alive.
No.
I did write that down. Can you work out with Joe?
Oh, so we go Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
The very first one, okay, so he doesn't think he has an ego, by the way. I had to tell him he has a very big ego.
By the way, everyone does.
Oh, yeah. And I go, if you don't have an ego, then there's something wrong with
you.
Yeah,
no, you should have an ego.
I have a big ego. I look in the mirror and be like, fuck yeah. And I'm not lying.
I believe you.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, totally. You know, for the 2 times we met,
I'm
sure that pops out big time.
I mean, I've spent all of like 2.5 hours with you now at this point. Yeah. So.
So he won't listen to me, right? Will not listen. I'm like, all right, this fucker don't want to listen. I'm just going to let him go.
Okay.
Whatever. He's going to get whatever. Now, though, like we went just this last Saturday and I was like, can you just do me one favor? We're deadlifting. Can you please do it like this?
Oh, he didn't want to be told technique.
I mean, no, he was like, I've done this before.
Oh, my God.
And maybe not like that. Sorry, Joe, if you're going to listen to this. But it was where I was like, and he knows when I'm about ready to blow. Like, if I get agitated, I literally just walk away. Because I'm like, I don't care. I just don't care enough to get in a fight about something stupid like that. Like, if we're going to fight, I'm going to bring out the big guns. I don't need to in the gym. And so I'm just like, but now he's like, okay, this is her territory. I'm like, this is my life. This is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
I study this shit every day. Listen.
Yeah. No, if you told me how to, by the way, he just texted me and said, be nice to my wife.
Oh God. Told you he's
a
sap.
I'm going to reply and say, she's not being nice to you.
Can you send him a picture of me blowing him a kiss?
We need to get a picture anyway because I always forget the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have that for the cover art, so we'll get that. That's a good one.
I know. I'm always fun. I'm the fun one.
You're not the only fun guest I've ever had.
Well, I don't mean that. I meant like, you know.
Oh, between you and Joe? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. But it's funny you say that because the number of people who will pay me money to take a shooting class and then I tell them to do something different than they've been doing because they came to me because they were having one guy in particular I'm thinking of, he was able to talk his wife or girlfriend into coming to this class as well. And she was super coachable. You know, she did exactly what I told her. She was kicking ass. And he's still on the struggle bus because he won't listen to me. He kept wanting to put 2 fingers around the front of the trigger guard. And I'm like, well, some people do that and get away with it, but most people struggle. I mean, if you weren't having problems, I would say, okay, go ahead, but you're having problems. And he's like, it's just so uncomfortable. I'm like, okay. And I let him keep struggling for the next couple of drills we did. And finally, after he completely shit the bed on one string, I said, okay, we're doing it my way now. Put your hand here. Put this hand there. Do it like this. Yeah. Squeeze the shit out of it with your left hand. Okay. Now when you press trigger, only move your trigger finger. Okay. Go. And then I came back 5 minutes later after I worked with other people and he's like, yeah, that worked.
There's nothing better than when someone says, you're right.
especially when you are.
Yes.
But
I love
spouse
that.
Dynamic, though, is different.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, like I said, I've been through my stuff. He's been through his stuff. So when we go into it, I'm like, we're both like, oh, fuck, I don't really care. This is not something I want to have fight about. And when we get in the car, I'm like, hey, this is what I do for a living. If you want to listen, you can. If not, I don't care. You know, whatever. So like Saturday we went, we had a big date night, all day, all night. But we went to the gym and I'm like, we're doing deadlifts. I'm like, can I just fix something? And he took it on and I'm like, and it looks great. His lift looks beautiful. He probably feels it where he needs to be feeling it.
Like, what was the fix, something that was going to make it easier for him or just safer or better?
Both.
Or okay.
Easy, safer, stronger.
Yeah.
And you're building muscles that you actually need to build in that lift instead of letting other things take over.
Yeah.
Like your lower back.
I would have formerly thought like him. Like if you had, even if I paid you money and said, okay, I'm going to do a thing, I'd be like, well, I played college football, so I lifted things up and put them down, you know.
Actually, my college athletes are probably my
favorite. They're the worst.
No, they're my favorite.
Oh.
They're my favorite because they still have a little competitive drive, that means they want to actually work hard.
Yeah.
I'd take that over it because if I can break them down and actually have them listen to me, and like the age I cater to, they do. We don't have young pups in my gym.
Yeah.
We're not catering to 20-year-olds, you know? So when we actually do it, we're having, they'll actually listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they're still competitive, so it's really fun.
Yeah.
But we do it safe, so.
And for the most part, it's always guys.
Always.
For me.
They're my favorite clients.
They're always the ones that I have this joke that if it has tires, tits, or a trigger, men think they know what they're doing. And
that's true.
Most of the time they don't. And only one of those things do I know how to deal with, and it's things with triggers.
I mean, women can have triggers too.
Well,
probably not the right one, but you know.
But it's just so funny how I've gotten emails from, I've told this on the podcast a number of times. I would get an email from a guy who said, I was going to sign my wife up for this, hunting rifle class. Can I just like hang out and watch or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, sure. $89, bring a rifle and 40 rounds of ammo.
Okay. I was like, what? Yeah. Wait, what? You say yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there's a way you can do that. And it was, but guys have such an ego about like, walk and do, yeah, no, you can. But like, I teach people shooting for a living. I fucked up shooting at an antelope this year and missed because I didn't account for the grass that was in front of the rifle that made the bullet move and made me miss, you know, and just lots of other things. And now granted, the average guy who's like hardcore hunter, you know, actually practices with his rifle. Yeah, maybe he's not going to get that much out of his class, but I bet he gets something out of it. You know,
everybody gets something out of everything they know.
Yes.
So I always believe that a coach needs a coach. You know, like,
do you ever get coached?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. My boss coaches the shit out of me, and I let him because he's smarter than me. he's been around it way longer than me, obviously, right? And so I'm like, hey, Chris, how do I tackle this? He's like, this is what I would do. Hey, by the way, you need to bass up, which we call bass up is when we go like a little bit heavier or whatever. And he's like, this is what I would do. Use a men's bar because there's a difference between men's and women's bars.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
So Olympic weightlifting.
Oh, yeah.
So the men's bar is a lot thicker. So women would actually.
That's what she said.
Hey, we are going to be buddies. I feel right at home with you. This is the best. So anyway, yes. Thicker is better.
Yeah.
Except for when you come with barbells. So women would actually get.
Or if it's like a tuna can.
Right. Oh my God. Can we talk about your smoker's laugh real quick? That's the best.
I don't even have a smoky laugh.
Kinda.
Well, I kinda did, like, but I've been drinking whiskey, that's why.
Oh, the whiskey laugh. Yeah. And we're gonna call
it's
the whiskey.
It's a whiskey laugh, okay. Yeah. No, okay. I quit smoking like 20 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the difference between a men's bar, women's bar is the girth. I pointed at him. And for all the listeners.
And I'm never doing video of this podcast. So there's certain jokes that sometimes people are not going to get. And that one everyone's going to miss out on. But that was funny as hell. Because she goes, the difference is the girth. She said it with a totally straight face. And then she had this little winky wry smile and pointed at me. Okay. So
anyway.
The men's bar, yeah, the men's bar has more girth.
Yes. And women would put like fake nails on to be able to grip onto the men's bar. So in like Olympic weightlifting, like when we got competitive, so in order to make the girth of the girthy bar.
How many balls are there on a women's bar?
Depends on what woman you ask.
Oh god.
So anyway, in order to change the girth of the bar, mm-hmm. they had to make the bar lighter, shorter, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So now, because like it's illegal to put like tape on to make your fingers longer.
I'm laughing
it's
so hard,
thing.
I'm fogging up my glasses.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
Okay. So, a deadlift, like I don't do deadlifts anymore because I also had a couple of back surgeries and I don't need to explode my back again. Yeah. But what is like the thing that most people do wrong when they're doing a deadlift? Because I see people at the gym all the time doing deadlifts and I just look at them going, that looks like you're wrecking your back.
Yeah. And when it looks like they're wrecking their back, yeah. usually. Unless you're going for a PR, then sometimes things get ugly.
Yeah, sure.
But, and they always do. Yeah. But honestly, the biggest thing is they think pull. If you rip the bar off the ground, the very first thing that's going to go is your back.
Yeah.
It is my biggest focus on a deadlift is no shit. I think of a push up with my feet. I am going to push through the ground as hard as I can, like I'm digging a goddamn hole in China. And that's what I do because we want three things to go up at the same time, shoulders, hips, and knees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch them, I call it stripper butt. It's because their ass comes up first and then everything else follows.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like straighten up. Yeah. You're straightening your legs out.
Again, I can show you, but I'm just kidding. No, no, but that's what they do. They think pull. And I always tell all my clients, I go, don't think pull the bar off the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to pull the bar off the ground. It's going to happen if you push your feet through the ground.
Well, I mean, it's a deadlift. Like, for those who don't know, a deadlift is literally, you're just getting, you're never like flexing your biceps to pull the weight up any higher.
No, arms stay straps.
Yeah. Your arms are just like hanging down, just hanging on.
Yep.
So there's never a reason to pull
with
your shoulders or upper body whatsoever.
Yeah. You push, you're going to feel your glutes, your hamstrings light up, and that's when you know you're doing it right. If it's in your back, it's not right.
Yeah. No, I will do a goblet squat, though. I'm not afraid of those. Yeah.
You could probably do goblet deadlifts or kettlebell deadlifts.
Yeah.
Those would be good.
No, I do.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
I mean, I do it light. Yep. I just don't do
and
it
heavy.
And
that's totally fine.
At my age? Is that what you were going to say?
Nope.
Hey, man, if you're age, you shouldn't be deadlifting 400 pounds anymore.
That's bullshit.
No, I'm not going to do that because I will explode my back if I do that. Like, what did you do to your back?
So this is the craziest thing. In high school, I was running sprints in basketball. I touched the line and it went. Well,
like what went? Like,
just back.
A disc?
I don't know because honestly, if you know the era I grew up in, which you do, my dad was probably like, tape an aspirin to it, you're fine. My personal trainer didn't give two shits about women's sports. It just didn't happen. No one cared. Let's get real. We actually had a really old trainer. And he was the best thing in the world. His name was Doc. And I mean, this guy would carry around an oxygen tank and smoke a cigarette at the same time. This guy was incredible. But
that's ballsy.
Yeah, very much, right? And that's how I knew him my whole life. He was my brother, all my brother's trainers, and he was mine. But when I was in high school, he was the head trainer for, I think, the boys. And then we got a new one for girls. So Doc came set aside because I couldn't even stand up straight. I was walking like an old grandma at 16 years old. And Doc came set aside. He goes, hey, let's go come in early. We're not going to tell anybody. We're going to get some stuff figured out. And so I just dealt with it for 2 years. And I went on to college. And it was
like this the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been dealing with a bad back since I've been 16. And when I went to college, I actually went to our team doctor. And he's like, we got to get an MRI done. And he's like, I mean, I don't know. The doctor said it was a stress fracture. I'll deal with it for the rest of my life. And basically, I can't do anything unless I want to have surgery. But surgery ain't going to do anything. Right? I mean,
yeah.
It's true.
So you've got a little crack in a vertebrae or something?
Nope. It's nothing. Yeah. So like a stress fracture in an ankle. It's like that little.
Yeah.
And they say I don't know if it can heal. I don't know. But I go to. Now I think it's turning into my hip, which now I think I have to have surgery on that. But I'm not going to do that until I'm ready. But yeah, so basically I've been kind of dealing with it forever, but then I learned how to lift the right way. And so my deadlift before was like, I hurt my back again for the second time doing 275 twice. And then I go to a chiropractor and my chiropractor I go to does a lot of rehab stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually more rehab and he wouldn't even adjust me because I don't like chiropractors because they like jump on me and then I hurt for like a month later. I'm like, why did I do this? Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that. Like he actually does the rehab and he's like, Chelsea, you're so locked up right now. I'm not going to touch your lower back. Okay, I respect that. So I went to him and then my new PR deadlift is 305. I hit the 300 club at 37 years old. And I was pretty jacked about that. So, I mean, like I said, done right.
So, but like, okay, stress fracture of the bone. I don't have any experience with the bone problems.
Right.
Mine was disc.
Yep.
You know, bulging and then herniated disc yep. and nerve. And like, there's only one fix for that. And it's like, snip it.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Once it's so far out. The, whenever I have problems now, I do. I didn't do rehab the first time I had a back surgery because I was so pissed at the doctors I went to. It was literal. I never felt more like a piece of meat in my entire life than I did after my first back surgery because I ended up getting a refund. The health insurance we had through Cumulus at the time, like Cumulus even knew it was shitty. So they were paying another service called Health Advocate to like beat up the insurance company to make sure they were doing what they were supposed to. So I have this back surgery because I herniated a disc. And then on June 1st of 2006, I had surgery.
Weird that you know that date, right?
I know the date. Well, I blew it out on May 5th, 2006.
Oh, geez.
Mom's birthday.
Oh, geez.
And happy birthday, Mom. It's her birthday this week.
It's like super close.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
My dad has a birthday coming up too and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So my dad's
May 10th. I can never remember if his is the 27th or the 28th.
27th.
Because my cousin is the day after. Okay.
I know his birthday, but not my wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
just kidding. I do know.
But so anyway, I felt like a piece of meat because there were literally four doctors on this bill for a microdiscectomy.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Yeah.
Like holding the flashlight? Were they fetching beer? Did they have to go get a screwdriver? Like what the fuck were they doing?
Fetching beer.
You know, well, I'm just thinking of like stuff I did for dad when he was working on a project, you know?
When he was working under the hood?
Yeah. Or whatever he was working on and not letting me actually help. Go get me a Phillips head screwdriver. And I bring him a flathead. That's not a Phillips. He never told me what a Phillips was.
Joe does that to me.
Say
now.
The plus sign. That's what it is. I know what a Phillips is now.
Yeah.
So
I still don't.
So I didn't do rehab after, look at me, get back on topic. I didn't do rehab on my first back surgery. Thank you. Didn't do rehab after the first surgery. So when it happened again the second time, which I did at number four at the Beresford Golf Course, I shanked my first tee shot into the drink and I'm like, well, I'm going to fix this by swinging harder. And so I swung harder. And when I swing, I go, ah, and I go down to a knee, and dad goes, no, I think that'll play there.
That's the era. I'm telling you.
No, this is just like...
Your Tom and my Tom are the same age.
This was only 12 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But still, my dad would still probably tell me to tape an aspirin
to
it.
That wasn't it. No, that's not dad. He just didn't realize because he was watching the ball.
Okay.
Because he was kind of off to the side. So he was just following the ball. And I'm like, ah. And he's like, no, I think that'll play over there. You know, just not realizing I was on one knee going, oh.
In agony versus awe and like, motherfucker, I just shanked another ball.
And funny story, that day I was playing golf with dad and my buddy Heath. And we were going to, me and Crystal and kids were going up to Minnesota to go visit her family. And I got home. We played right away in the morning. And I got there about noon, 1 o'clock. And I'm like, there's no way I'm riding in a car all the way to Prinsburg, Minnesota. No. And she was so pissed at me because she thought I was just milking it to getting out of having to go. And
you just had heartburn?
And... oh, is that the excuse he plays? I got heartburn. I don't want to go somewhere.
I'm just kidding. No.
Oh.
No, he's always around for the ride. I'm fun.
But I was like, I'd been through it once. Like, I knew what I did. I knew I herniated a disc. Like, I had tingling from just below my knee to the tip of my toes. I was like, this is not good.
Traveling in a car with back pain.
So it's the worst. It's so bad. So I stayed home, and then the pain is so bad. I go to acute care. This happened on a Saturday morning. I go to acute care later that day. And I just said, I already called, or no, this was Monday. I went down there and said, look, I have an appointment with a neurologist, back doctor, whatever, tomorrow. But I hurt so bad. I need something for the pain. You only need to prescribe me enough to get me to tomorrow. But I need something because this is bad.
Terrible.
Like, I'm about to go find heroin if you can't get me something that will actually knock out this pain. And I wouldn't know where to get heroin. Like, I don't even know where to get marijuana, honestly. Although I did see the first dispensary in town.
I was going to say, we have one by my house, close to me.
The, down by Willikers?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So
that was the one I saw.
Yep.
Because I was leaving Willikers looking for that shit. The Buffalo Trace is quite good.
It is good.
I found a 175. Thank you, King's Liquors, for having it in stock. And whoever was working admitting that, yes, they had some in the back because I walked in there.
Oh, and it wasn't on the shelf.
It wasn't on the shelf.
Yeah.
I asked them.
That was nice.
My buddy Matt said, try King's. See if they got it. They had
it. So nice.
So I had another herniated disc, and this one was a rush job for the surgery. They got me in as soon as they could because nerve damage was happening because the first time I did it, the pain just wrapped around my hip and just kind of made me go, ah, I was like this all the time. But then I got a cortisone shot and I felt fine. Now, I knew that didn't fix it.
No, but it feels nice. Huh?
But I felt normal.
I think that's where I'm going to be heading to.
Is it cortisone shot?
Cortisone first.
Well, and that's, Corey Howard was the other trainer I mentioned earlier, buddy of mine. He's just like, well, anytime something's bugging me, I just go get a cortisone shot, you know? I mean, it's like Tic Tacs for him, apparently. And I'm like, well, I kind of like not doing that,
I don't want to be shot up every couple months.
No, because like, did you ever see Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
You know, remember what happened to the kid that they kept giving him the needle in his knee?
Yep.
I don't want to end up like that guy in Varsity Blues.
Great movie, by the way.
It's so bad and awesome at the same time.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Like, oh.
I think it's just because it brings me back to childhood.
Yeah.
And when I say childhood, I mean my high school days.
You weren't even in high school when that movie came out.
Was I? Are you sure? What year?
You're 8 years younger than me.
I don't know when it came out. That's what I'm asking.
It came out in 1999.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I wasn't.
So, yeah, you would have been like an eighth grader.
I was either eighth grader or freshman.
You were a freshman, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was smarter than, see, look at me bringing it right back. Bring it right back.
Dude,
I did rehab.
Are on point today.
I know. And I haven't said like a lot either, have I?
I have, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I did the rehab the second time. And I don't remember his last name, but his first name was Mark. And I remember Mark telling me, well, these are exercises you should really do. And these were like the baby step exercises. And he's like, you know, in another month, I'm going to give you some different ones. And then I'll, when you're all done, I'll give you like the ones that you do from then on. And I'm like, well, how long am I going to do this? And he goes, well, if you don't want to have this happen again, the rest of your life.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh.
So you're still doing it?
Well, I'm not doing that program, but like what he meant was, if you don't keep your core strong.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your core is so important.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, despite the candy coating, I have a rather well-developed six-pack.
See nice red and white stripes.
I'm talking about this part.
Oh.
I have a strong core because when I keep my core strong, my back don't hurt.
It's so true.
It's so easy. Like, I don't even have to do, like, hard stuff.
Nope.
It's just keep it active, and that's all I have to do. And so when, like, my neighbor's daughter, who I give right home from school, says, oh, my dad threw his back out, I'm like, oh, I wonder when the last time he did a sit-up was. You know, I don't even do sit-ups, but...
I was going to say...
You know, conventional sit-ups are kind of dumb.
Yeah, you don't do sit-ups to strengthen
the
core.
No. I mean, you could.
Yeah, but... I mean, I could do those all day and nothing... Yeah, I mean...
No, one thing... I had a... There's a muscle that goes through your hips. It attaches on your upper femur and then attaches in the upper back. How do you pronounce that muscle?
First of all.
Well, which muscle?
Are you talking about the psoas?
Yes.
That's your hip flexor pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's like that part of your hip flexor.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Say it again.
Psoas.
Okay.
It's P-S-O-A-S.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I watched a YouTube video about that muscle because that's the muscle I tweak.
Yeah, it's
that's
me
the
too.
Muscle that's my problem. And Mark, back in the day, the physical therapist, he never specifically said what muscle it was. He just said hip flexor. So he gave me this hip flexor stretches, but it didn't really fix it.
Yeah.
You know, just stretching just the hip flexor didn't do it. I actually was doing like my own.
You had to like strengthen
it. I did my own research on the internet. You know, I did my research. No, but I actually did because I was just looking for something beyond that.
Yeah, because this makes it feel good for a little bit. It's not fixing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize as part of that hip flexor chain, until he explained it to me 12 years ago.
Crazily related.
Is that it attaches in the low spine and then it's attaching to the femur.
Yep.
And I was like, well, that's fucking weird. Okay. I could see how this, why when I did that swing of the golf club and was like, you know, it just yanked
exactly
on that vertebrae and then
went
the, because that was too tight. Everything was too tight and nothing was strong enough to oppose it.
My favorite as a personal trainer is like, my knee hurts. And I'm not saying like, whatever, it's not the knee, but... I'm like, it's probably not your knee, but that's, and so I'm like, let's do this. And they're like, well, that's not where it hurts. And I'm like, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. But your body is so related to everything. I can probably pinpoint what's causing it. Maybe. I mean, I'm not a
it's
doctor
not
by
always,
any means. Exactly. But I go, let's try this first before you make big measures and big steps and going in. Let's try this.
Before Crystal started working out with personal trainer, her knees always hurt all the time. And how do you tell your wife who does not have a structural knee problem or a history of playing sports that her knees hurt because her legs are not in shape? You know, you can't.
You can't.
You cannot do that.
You're going to get in a fight no matter what you say.
And I mean, Crystal's not really I'm the one who will get mad. She gets mad and doesn't talk.
I get it.
You know, had I suggested that, I wouldn't have heard from her for a while. I would have seen her, but I wouldn't have heard from her. but like, as she did that, like, I would just periodically ask, how's your knee pain? It's not as bad as it used to be. And I think the last time I asked her, it's like, it's not really there much at all anymore. You know, and I do have like a minor back of my patella. That cartilage has got some tears in it and it clicks. Did you just hear it click just now? It had a big click. It clicks a lot, but if I keep my quad strong, doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that was one thing, like with Joe, our first gym.
Chicken legs?
Yeah, chicken legs. And he's like, I do not have chicken legs.
Dude has got chicken legs.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got...
He has knee issues for sure.
Well, oh yeah, because I'm sure he told you about how he tore his cartilage completely off his tibia.
Absolutely, yeah.
He was picking up a tire, his first job out of college. He's picking up a tire in a service shop, and he goes to stand up, and his knee had been like locking, and then he'd kick it, and it'd go click, and then it'd work again. Well, he goes to pick up this tire, and he tries to kick the knee, you know, to make it click out, and it doesn't. It just goes, and he's like, ah. And
oh,
drops
God,
the tire
disgusting.
And yeah, so he ended up having surgery to like unfold the cartilage.
So disgusting. But he's like, I can't ever squat again. I go, how about this? How about we just squat to the before pain? I go, it doesn't matter where the range of motion is. You're going to build muscle. And he wouldn't do it. And now all of a sudden, like I think he did it one day, and he's like, oh, that feels. I'm so sore right here. And I'm like, yeah, you're not. But your knees don't hurt. Like,
yeah,
I'm not telling you, you have to put your ass on the floor.
Right.
I'm just saying, go to a range of motion that doesn't affect the knee and then see how things work. Mm-hmm. And if it bothers you, then we won't do it.
Because the doctor I went to just, I wanted to know, because it was when we were hitting the end of the year for insurance, because I'm like, well, we've hit out of pocket this year, so I'm going to the service shop to get shit done.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
And so I had an appointment, had an MRI done, and... He said, okay, we could do surgery, but you're going to be laid up for 4 or 5 months, and I don't think, you know, it's an option. Then there's, like, the other option of, like, the version that would fix it, like, fix it, was, like, a 5-month rehab, and this is, like, you know, in March of last year. I'm like, no, I ain't giving up a shooting season. I don't have that many of these left.
I was going to say, yeah.
And so he's like, we could do this version of the surgery, which I can't guarantee it would fix the pain problem. But if you strengthen your legs, especially your quads, this will take pressure off of that spot that's rubbing, and it probably won't hurt as much. And the funny thing is, it still clicks like crazy, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, and they say anything, if it makes noise, if it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's age.
Just getting old.
It's just that shit.
Yeah. Have you ever broke bones?
I have not ever broken a bone.
Better knock on the wood because I said that about 2 hours before I did this.
Oh, shit.
So.
Yeah, I have actually, the only hospital stay I've ever had was when I had my kids. Yeah.
No surgeries?
No.
Of any kind?
None.
Even for a jock like you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tall order.
I mean, I've sprained an ankle, but that don't count.
Yeah. No. What's the worst you ever sprained an ankle?
I blacked out after it.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. It was weird. I was in a volleyball camp nonetheless. It wasn't even a game or anything like that or match. And we're at camp in the summertime in Aberdeen. And I came down on my middle hitter. But I don't know how this happened because I was playing outside and she was middle and it was my left ankle. So like she must have been completely under me and I came down on her and I just like it was the loudest pop. I'm like, shit. And it instantly swelled up and I went and sat down and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm blacking out right now. Like, yeah, it's like, you know, that's the weirdest feeling in the world.
Do you get chalky if you cut yourself really good?
Nope.
Okay.
No, but I don't.
Because I will. If I'm, like, I'm fine if my kids are bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
But if I'm bleeding and it's, like, kind of gushing, like, I'll get lightheaded. And Dad and Joe make fun of me for it. But
I bet they do.
Yeah.
I can hear them. But, yeah, so I was literally sitting on the bench and I'm like, I don't feel so hot. And then blacking out's the weirdest thing in the world. Because your eyes are wide open, but you can't see. You know? And it's like, however old I was, I can't even remember. I think I might have been a sophomore in high school. I'm like, this is so wild. Like, this is creepy as hell.
Have you, you're still new to the family. You probably haven't heard the story of Becky fainting at confirmation.
No, I've never heard that
one. Yeah. But there's not much of a story. She was just standing at confirmation, you know.
Locked knees.
Locked knees. It's warm up at the front of the church. And all of a sudden, she just sort of falls back into the guy behind her.
Oh, my gosh. So no matter what, I remember, and I think we had kids who did it on purpose in middle school choir.
Like
so,
lock their knees?
Yeah,
and
so they pass out.
Hey, let's see who passes out this time.
So my, but this, you want to know the funniest thing is I have a terrible memory. The one thing I remember about middle school choir, we have our choir concert and some kid, like front row, passes out. And we all just keep singing. And the choir teacher is like, I am so proud of you. You guys carried on the show. I'm like, we are.
Meanwhile, George died.
Yeah. I was like, is he all right? All right. 525,600 minutes. That's probably what we were singing.
What is that song?
It's from the movie Rent, I think. Or this, the movie, the musical. I'm sorry.
But do you like musicals?
I like musicals. I have not seen like, you know, big Broadway ones. I have gone to a couple. Like I went to Phantom of my mom took me to New York for my 35th birthday. And I went to two Broadway musicals. One was Phantom of the Opera.
Wow.
The other one was Lion King. I liked Lion King a lot better.
Can you feel the love tonight? I got to get these buttons programmed one of these days. I bought this fancy box like a month ago, and it's got shit I can play on it. You know, like it does that, or it'll do. Like this is just the stuff that came installed on it. Like, and when I worked at the radio station, I actually had a drop of like that moment of the song. Yes. Like, can you feel, you know.
That would have been fantastic.
Whenever Lion King came up. Fun fact, Lion King is one of the most overrated movies that's ever been made. Oh, did you know that?
Really? I did not know that. You want to know my favorite Disney movie of all time?
Lion King. Oh, it's not.
It's The Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you were going to say Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a little... I might have been a little too old for that.
Well, I was way too old for that.
You were definitely too old for that. But
you know who was not too old for that was Taylor.
Yes. So there you go.
Joe's daughter. Yeah. So like I was living with Joe and his then wife at the time, and Taylor loved watching Lilo and Stitch. And I was like, this is the best Disney movie I've ever seen. Like, I loved it. Yeah. So then as soon as I had my own kids, like, Jackie, we're going to watch this movie. She's like, I love it. Like, they...
Still
like,
love
we
it.
Still love Lilo and Stitch. It's the best. And it's like the last like old school animated Disney movie.
Yes.
Like the old stuff. It's not Pixar or any of that shit.
Yep.
It's just like, you know, it was probably still digital, but it was like old cartoon like we remember when we were growing up.
So like The Little Mermaid, my grandpa, I don't know how he did this, but you know the big the camcorders, the big ones?
Yeah.
He somehow plugged it into it. It must have been playing on HBO. Because he had HBO, and he somehow plugged it into his phone, into his TV, and recorded The Little Mermaid from his TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like,
that's just a cable.
Yeah, I mean, I was 9.
Yeah.
Maybe younger, but that's, I think, why I love The Little Mermaid so much, is because I remember that whole thing where, like, my grandpa actually plugged it in. And then I had Christmas Vacation on right afterwards.
Which is a very different movie.
Very different, but same VHS.
I always loved that movie. And then whenever I see it now, I'm just sort of kind of let down. Like, it's still fun.
Yeah.
It's still fun, but like, like one movie that I saw that I loved as a kid, and then when I watched it again as an adult, like, I wasn't a kid. I was in high school. Was Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic movie.
Well, I thought it was way more fantastic when I was in high school and college.
Yeah.
And then I watched it for the first time when I was in my 30s, and I'm like, this is kind of stupid. But I still get it.
And I still actually... It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I still absolutely love it.
At the same time, though, I still totally got it.
Yeah.
I just didn't relate to it the way I did when I originally would see it.
Right.
You know?
Because that was the age.
Because I was like... Aerosmith tickets, man. Last tour. They just announced last tour, the final tour, because they're on the verge of death. But
wow. Yeah, they really are.
The concerts? You do concerts?
I love concerts. I don't do concerts.
I don't either. Unless it's Metallica, pretty much.
Yeah. I get that.
Working in radio, I got real jaded towards concerts because it was like, oh, fuck, I gotta going to go to a concert. You know, because it would be somebody I don't really care about.
Yes.
You know, and I got to take the backstage winners in.
Yeah. Oh, that's annoying.
And so I got really jaded. And I know that sounds really bad, but when you're forced to go to a concert you do not give a shit about,
it's awful.
It's not much fun at all.
And then you have to put on a persona that you care.
I was really bad at that for a long time.
Were you?
Yeah.
I'm really good at it. I am so good at pretending I care. And I think it must come with my job.
There's the title, Pretending I Care with Chelsea Erickson. No, I just didn't care. It just got to be annoying. And concerts are just annoying unless it's a band I really like.
Yeah.
And if it's a band I really like, then I'm all about it.
My favorite concert I went to was Justin Timberlake. I went in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, outside of
Atlanta. When was that?
Oh my gosh, this was...
Was it like 2006, 7?
Oh my
gosh.
No, it was... I was older than that because I had... I believe I even had Marley. So Marley was born...
So it was like
in,
Suit and Tie era?
Yep, yes. Yeah, but
that stupid fucking song.
Yeah, but...
Like, how do you go from sexy back... Like
I'm
that album.
Sexy back.
How do you go from that album to the next album that was just shit?
Baby, I got my suit and tie.
Yeah.
Or something
that
like that.
Song was so dumb.
I do love me some JT, though.
And like, if Beyonce farts into a microphone, like, there are people on the internet who are like, oh my God, it's the greatest Beyonce. And I'm like, that song sucks.
Yeah.
You're just gushing because it's Beyonce. And
now
she has people who will have you killed if you say bad
things.
And
now all pop music, I'm like...
Oh,
maybe it's because when I was young, but I don't know. I don't think it's good anymore.
The only hip-hop I hear coming from my kids' rooms is like shit that was played when I was in high school and college.
Yeah, Marley
like
will listen to like Sublime too sometimes. I'm like,
yes.
Sick.
I've heard Sublime, Eminem,
yes.
Coolio. You know, because.
You know this?
Yeah. But it's like a friend of mine who's really like, I was a very. Hip hop wasn't my thing. I was a rock guy. But I mean, I appreciated the good stuff because it was impossible to avoid it because it was like on MTV back then when they played music.
I know when they played music.
You're old enough to remember
yes.
when they played music.
Yes, I am.
So it would be like you would have, say, Candlebox, and then it would be Coolio, and then it would be Stone Temple Pilots, and then it would be Eminem. Or, well, not Eminem. That's not that old, but...
yeah, Eminem was my high school days.
Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
It would be... That's pretty much all it was. Because pop died in the 90s. It was dead.
Yes.
It was all hip-hop and grunge.
Yes.
And metal, and that was
all
it.
90s grunge is probably one of my favorites, though.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. It still is and holds up.
It's... I'm so glad there's an era of music that is sort of like 70s rock was really, 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 really good. 90s, I think, is right up there. At least the first half of the 90s
yes.
was just amazeballs. It was so, oh, yeah, we're going to be friends. That's for sure.
Yeah,
100%. So, like, Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Soundgarden.
Those were all, like, my brother's stuff. So I was forced to listen to it. But I mean, I don't mind it.
So you sort of liked it accidentally?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were forced to listen to it? That's why I like John Denver.
That John Denver's full of crap.
John Denver's full of shit, man.
No, so like that was their shower.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Their music.
So how old's your oldest brother?
My oldest brother's like 9 years older than me.
Okay, so around my age.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then Jared's only like 22 months younger than him. And
you're the baby?
And the only reason I know this is because that's what my mom always says. Yeah, I'm the baby.
Isn't it funny how moms always have these certain things they always say?
He's 22 months older, but can you just say the year? Like,
well,
but 22 months, I get it. It's not quite 2 years.
But like 22 months is, that's, okay, I've never met your mom. No offense to your mom, but that's kind of silly to say. Because it's not like, well... Me and Joe are only like 16 months apart.
That's different.
That's a little different.
Yeah. 22, you might as well say 2 years.
My two boys are only 15 months apart. I mean,
That's different.
That's called hitting back-to-back home runs, is what that is. Okay? We weren't trying to have kids, but we weren't not trying to have kids.
Right, exactly. Well, same with my mom.
And,
but
yeah,
still.
Right. Like, we weren't trying to have one, but we weren't not trying to have one. So, so that happens. But but no, moms just have things that they just say all the time. So what's it like being the only girl with all the way older brother? Because your next oldest brother is how much older than you?
Then he's Joe's age. So he's like, he's 6 years older than me. And then Mike is about 5 years older than me.
Okay.
4 or 5. I just round up because it makes me feel younger. I round down my age and I round up their age.
So they're all really close?
They're all very close. I am, so like in psychology, I'm considered an only child.
Kinda.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, combined with being a girl and being 5 years younger,
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I know how to throw a punch. no shit.
Were you ever the football?
I was never the football, but I got my ass tackled. I'd have like my boy cousin. We'd play. Okay, so we'd play football in our living room with a stuffed animal. And my mom loved it. Just kidding. But my brother Mike, 6'8". He wasn't 6'8 then, but he was 6'6 with us who were in third grade.
And if anyone's starting to put the pieces together, yes, her brother is that Mike Miller.
That Mike, yeah. So he would play football with us, and it'd be like, he'd come in and he'd just come wail on me. I'm like, I have this boy cousin. He'd be like, oh, barely touch him. I'm like, what the fuck? You're tackling me.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't allowed to cry. So. And if I did, Mike was the guy that was like, what did you do, Chelsea? I was like, what the hell? That was Mike. I'm younger than him. I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad at all. But so my brothers would beat up on me. I remember punching one of my brothers. I can't remember if it was Jared or Ryan. And he's like, you punch like a girl. I go, fun fact, I am one. Let me tell you how to punch. Let me show you how to punch. They literally taught me how to punch.
Really?
Yeah. So I know how. And then I actually told Joe the other night, I go, you want to know what's on my bucket list? I want to get in a bar fight.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No.
Never?
I am too kind of a person to do it. And I just shed everything
out. You don't seem
out.
Like you'd be afraid to, though.
I mean, I may have punched someone before in my
life. We've only been in a room for 2 hours and 45 minutes ever in our lives, but.
Andy, here's the thing. They'd either have to really mess with me or someone I love.
Yeah.
And then if they mess with that, then the horns come out.
Well, I knew sooner or later we were going to get to Joe stories. So here's a Joe story. When we were in high school, mom and dad were out of town. We had a party at our house. And I stayed sober because I'm going to make sure shit doesn't get broken. And mom didn't have as much breakable stuff in the house as she does now, but it was still, there was enough.
Couldn't do that either.
Yeah. And so it was one of our friends who, like, cops had driven by a couple of times, I'd heard, and I just made the call, everybody out. Now, when I said everybody out, I meant all you people I don't give a shit about. I didn't mean, like, my buddies.
Right.
And so one of our buddies took offense to this, thinking I meant him, and I didn't. And so he's like, pulling away. I was standing out in front of the house, and he yells something back, and I was just like, what? I wasn't be like, what? That's not what I was saying. I was just like, huh? I didn't hear you. And he throws it in park, gets out of his car, and starts coming at me like to fight me. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm sober.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's not. And Joe's not. And so I'm handling this just fine. Like, it's like, big broadcasted punch from, last week. And I'm able to easily dodge it. And I just sort of grab him. I'm like, dude, chill out. And then all of a sudden, here comes Joe out of nowhere and just bam!
Oh, shit. His long ass arm.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, you dumbass. I was so pissed at him. Like, that did not need to happen.
No.
And just, oh, fuck.
He was standing up for his big brother.
I know. That was the other thing, too. Yeah. Like,
Come on, bro.
I didn't really need protecting for my brother who weighs half as much as I do. Like, and clearly we are 100% genetic brothers.
Yeah. It's like, wild, by the way.
We're so different.
Yeah, but not.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. We have the same hair and eye color, and that's about where the similarities end. No, but he's built just like my grandpa.
Okay.
Like, here's a funny story. Joe was sitting in mom and dad's kitchen when he was probably like 19, 20 years old on a Saturday morning. And I don't know if he can still do this, but he used to be able to, and maybe you've seen this, he would be able to like fold his legs like a woman because he's got those skinny chicken legs, you know. Have you seen him do this?
No, but I'm going to make him do it tonight. Yeah.
And he's sitting on a stool in mom and dad's kitchen, and he's sitting there smoking, had a cigarette going because it was the 90s.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And mom just like started crying because he looked just like Rockley.
Oh, my gosh.
And like on a Saturday morning, he would come over and he'd be having a butt and coffee. And it looked just like, he's built just like Rockley was.
That's crazy.
Just so, he was never as muscular as Joe is now, at least from the waist up. But
I'm trying to get him to work on it.
And meanwhile,
he needs to fill out those jeans.
He has to work his ass off to have the bulk he does.
Oh, for sure.
And if I look at a dumbbell, I put on muscle mass.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so weird how
he does.
And he, I mean, I'm not knocking him. He does work his ass off.
Going on though.
Yeah,
he gets a good pump. Like,
yeah,
you know.
But like I literally, when I started, I didn't lift weights my freshman year of college. And I started lifting weights as soon as the football season ended, like beginning of November. And I finished the season weighing 240. And by the time I went home for Christmas, I weighed 265.
Holy shit. That's insane.
And I mean, some of that was probably we don't have football practice every day anymore.
Right.
It was some of that, but also a lot of it was going to the gym every day and lifting weights. And I'd never lifted weights in my life.
That's just
like,
crazy.
We didn't lift weights in Beresford.
Yeah,
so.
No. And like the girls weren't even allowed to step foot in the weight room in high school, I don't think.
So, really?
Yeah. And then when I go to college, our strength trainer, like stability became super popular. So then we didn't touch a barbell. I think I touched a barbell like 3 times in college.
Oh, because you would just like lift dumbbells?
We would go on the stability ball.
Oh, yeah.
Those big stability balls, we'd have to do like the weirdest shit.
Is that like the platform that's on like a half ball?
That's a Bosu.
Oh, okay.
The ball, it's actual like, it's the same material as that Bosu, but it's a whole ball. So we would like, no shit, hold our balance on it. That's what we would do.
Like stand on it?
Knees.
Oh, okay.
Knees. And then we would do, I mean, whatever else we did. I don't even know anymore, but.
I remember when you had a sprained ankle story.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to get to my sprained ankle story
because
it involved Joe. He was just there when it happened. That's all.
I heard he was always there.
Well, I was in college at Black Hill State.
Okay.
Freshman year. He came out for the weekend to visit. Quick aside before I get back to that story, and I will get back to that story. He left at, I don't remember what time he left, but let's say he left Beresford at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. So he calls me from his cell phone. It was 1999, so cell phones were barely a thing.
Yep.
He calls me from his cell phone at, I think it was, let's see, it would have been 11:30, or no, 12:30. And I said, where are you at? And he said, I just went by the Telford Road exit. You don't know where that is. Yeah. That's like halfway between Rabbit and Spearfish.
Okay.
He left Beresford at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
12:30.
Yeah.
Or pardon me, no, it would have been 11:30 my time.
Okay.
11:30. So he was already there.
Yeah.
And this is when the speed limit was 65.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he had that old Bonneville, like.
Oh, shit. Loving life.
So then he's there hanging out for the weekend. And we go over to the Young Center to go, and we're just like playing pickup basketball or whatever. And we're playing one-on-one. I go up and fake, like, my next-door neighbor played basketball. I didn't play basketball in high school. I just, like, beat him up. He was a point guard. I kind of was like, I just beat on him and tried to score points. I don't know what the hell I thought I was doing.
You're a practice buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I was tougher for him to go against than,
absolutely,
you know, nobody. So, I go up to do a layup. Joe's going to block it, so I bring it down and try to go up the other side. And I'm wearing low-top tennis shoes.
Of course.
And I landed with, like, the side of my foot right about there, you know, where your toes meet your foot bones. And it rolls all the way over, and the ankle bone hits the floor.
Sick.
And, like, it went, I felt it go pop.
Yeah.
And it was like, ah.
So dumb how bad that hurts.
It hurt so bad. And I thought it was broken. Like,
yep, same here. I did too.
I didn't think there was any way it was not broken.
Right.
And so we go to the ER. They take an x-ray. It's not broken. I'm like, the fuck you say? It sure feels like it's broken.
Yeah.
You're like, no, bones are fine, but you sprained the hell out of it. Oh, okay. So then I have to go to the trainer then on Monday morning and explain why I'm not going to be at spring ball practice that day and
had spring ball
and go do that. But and then this sadomasochist son of a bitch of a trainer, he was actually pretty good at it, but he had me on the BOSU ball.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, those were pretty new, I think, back then.
Yeah, those were.
On one foot, the bad one. I'm like, fuck you, Tony.
Tony.
It was so, oh, God, one of the funniest things I saw in college. Because, like, locker rooms are funny places.
Yeah.
I'm sure even girls' locker rooms can be.
Yeah, I mean, girls are actually pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that happened was this guy came in. Defensive tackle. I don't remember his name. I remember he was from Alaska. He comes in and he's like, yeah, Tony, I hurt my blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what it was. And he's like, oh, hang on. Let me get you something for that. And he goes into like the storage closet and he comes back and hands him a tampon.
That's the best. That's the best.
Fuck you, Tony.
Yeah. Your what hurts? Not your vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny as shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's see. Did I miss anything? It's a school night.
It is a school night.
Yeah. I don't like to do these the night before they come out.
I know.
Obvious reasons, but.
Yeah. You know, my life schedule is pretty crazy.
Oh, no, no. I'm not blaming you.
Okay. Good.
I'm not. No, no, no. Like, I was like, shit, I need somebody to do a podcast. And I've had way too many dudes and talked about only shooting too much in the last couple of podcasts. So I need
I can talk about anything.
I need to diversify. Content, and I haven't had a woman on in a long time, and then I was like, who do I know that would maybe be interesting?
Oh yeah, your new sister-in-law.
And oh yeah, I have a new sister-in-law that I've only hung out with once before.
It'd be really cool to actually get to know her over a podcast.
Maybe I'll without Joe around to like muck it up.
Oh, that was my favorite. Joe is so butthurt about that. I go, you're not invited. He goes, what? I go, yeah, Andy doesn't want you there. It's like, fuck you.
That's and actually, that it's not so much, it's not the first like significant other I've said no to.
Yeah, no.
It's happened a couple other times where it just happens to be my brother.
Yeah.
And no, he's not the first person I've said, nah, unless you're going to be on, you're not going to be here.
Right.
Because it's too weird to have like a third person in the room.
Right.
Or it would be. No one is.
And Joe would want to chime in.
And he wouldn't be able to shut up.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would just be.
Neither would I, though, either. So I totally get it.
And I only have two microphones.
Yep.
So I need to get a third, but I only have two. So, no, this was fun.
This was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming
on no problem.
Relatively short notice. But
yeah.
So if somebody wants to get swole, where do they go?
CPM Fitness. Uh-huh. Look for Chelsea. Well, it was Miller, now Chelsea Erickson.
Uh-huh.
I can hook you up if you want to listen to me anyway.
If you listen, and you should listen
because
she probably knows more than you do.
I mean, I do have a six pack.
You do? Yeah, I've seen you on the internet. Yeah. Yeah, you've got some muscles.
Yes,
that's
I
for
do.
Sure. The CPM Fitness. Funny story. Actually, the very first time I met you, I was pretty sure it was you, but I wasn't sure it was you.
Yes,
we discussed this last time.
Yes,
Rockley was at Ninja, and there was some weather going on that day, and I needed to run over to Shields to get. I heard they had primers, so I was running over to Shields to go get a brick of primers. So I instead of going out of Ninja and driving over to Shields, I just thought, I'm going to walk through the mall and then I'll have to come out somewhere and walk around to get into Shields. And I walk by. I had no idea it was there.
Right.
I did not know your gym was in the Western Mall. And I'm walking by this gym, and then I saw this woman with this guy who was, you know, not as fit as her, and this woman who had sort of a shaved haircut around and slicked back hair, and I was like, that kind of looks like my brother's girlfriend. And I just kept on walking.
We both did double takes and without knowing we did double takes.
Right, because I didn't see you look back at
me. Yeah.
And I didn't see you look back at me.
That's brother.
Yeah. And it was. That was me that day, whenever that was.
And the best was when we were sitting there, you're like, so? I'm like, it was you. Like, you didn't even get to finish the story.
I think all I said was,
you said
Rockley
my son
was at Ninja.
Rockley was
at Ninja, and you're like, yes, it was you.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. Yeah.
That was it. But
so,
yeah.
No, this is fun. I say this to everybody, but I will definitely love to have you back on the podcast because you're fun.
This was a good time. I'll definitely do it.
Especially when it's like not a school night and we can drink more of this.
I will do that
way
for
more
sure.
Fun.
I'm hardcore in.
What really sucks is that now I have to edit this and post it right away tonight, and I hate that.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah,
well,
that's
not your fault.
So next time we are going to have a night of it. Get another microphone, let Joe join, and he won't even get to talk because I know both of us really like to talk.
Well, and the best part is I have mute buttons over here. So I can like mute him when he's
so
like trying.
Funny.
It's like, hey, we're not talking to you right now. The grownups are talking.
I actually feel bad for him for this instance that's going to happen, but not really.
I said Joe's not invited, and like I was just like messaging you. That was it. And I did wonder though, how's Joe going to take that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I was also wondering if you were even going to tell him.
Oh, for sure. I tell him everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you probably would tell him, but I thought it would also have been kind of awesome if you hadn't told him.
I did teeter.
You thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't do that to Joe. I can't. I'm not.
I mean, he's your husband.
It is. Yeah. That's just it. Like, apparently, that's what we did.
Yeah. Apparently, we got married.
On a random Saturday.
Yeah.
Best decision I've ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
It's still fresh.
It is very fresh. But the nice thing is we're not going to have kids. And I mean, we have our own.
Yeah.
We're not going to have any together.
Yeah.
Because he's old as balls. And I'm getting there. Ask him about his nightmare he had the other night.
Okay.
Yeah. Just do.
Now I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Oh, sorry.
No. What the hell was it? It was going to be fun, too. And now it's gone. As soon as you said nightmare, it just went whoop, out of my head.
Well, we were talking about how it was the best decision I made to marry on a random Saturday.
Now I remember. I think he told me. How long were you guys dating?
6 months.
Okay.
Yep. It was like, we wanted to do it, to sound cliche, on our six-month anniversary. And I say that in air quotes because that sounds douchey when I say it out loud. But it didn't work that way. So we just hit it up on a Saturday on the 4th. We got our marriage license on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that Saturday got married. My best friend from the gym, she got ordained in like 15 minutes online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's how it all worked out. And then my other best friend... she was my witness.
And how many people were there?
Like 5.
Including you and Joe?
Yes.
So you and Joe,
so
plus
Joe
3.
Joe and I. Yeah. And then, because Anne's boyfriend was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the only reason.
So just someone.
Oh, and then Joe's best friend, Steph or whatever. She was there.
Okay.
She was his witness.
I don't know who that is.
Back in the cheerleading days or whatever. Dance days. Dance world.
I have no idea who that is.
She lives in Okoboji.
I have no idea who that is.
She's fun.
Okay.
She's a lot like me.
No, Crystal and I were only together 8 months before I proposed.
Oh, really?
And we were both first marriages, you know.
Yeah.
In our late 20s.
Well, yeah, that's a big difference because, like, I mean, both Joe and I are both like, I know what I don't want because I had that for 15 years. And he was everything that I did want. And he treated me like freaking gem. And he still does. So
yeah.
It works out really well.
And I mean, when you've been there, done that, like, I don't think it's as, I mean, 6 months.
Yeah.
First off, Joe did once upon a time go, I'm never getting married
again.
Same
here. I said the exact same thing. I told Joe that, so you guys went to that Top Gun movie,
Gun, yeah.
And then he came and met me afterwards. That was the first time he met me.
No shit?
Yeah, uh-huh. He came and saw me. Oh. I was downtown at Crawford's. So he went to the movie with you and then came and met me for the very first time. And I told him that night that I'd never want to get married. I don't.
Before that, he had told me the same thing.
Yep.
And I was kind of like, okay, whatever.
Like, right.
I didn't exactly believe him.
Right.
I just knew it would be, I don't know.
He just had to find the right one. And guess what?
Yeah.
It just so happens I swiped right into his life.
The funny thing is, though, as big a gym, well, okay, you're a way bigger gym rat than even he is, obviously,
right.
But because you do it for a living.
Right.
But, I would, like, I just assumed, like, as soon as he's like, oh, yeah, I have a girlfriend now, and I kind of like her, and here she is on Facebook. And I was like, okay, yeah, she lifts heavy things. That's obvious. I would have just assumed you guys met in the gym.
Yeah, no.
And it's so funny to me now, as a guy who's been married now for, how long have you been married?
You just know
16 years, almost 17 years. Like, the whole dating thing is, you know, long gone.
It sucks, too.
And it's not fun, no. But I see people in the gym who are, like, being all flirty, and it's so funny when this dude is walking up to this girl, and, like, yeah, they're acquainted because they go to the same gym, and you can just see it on her face, like...
Oh, yeah.
Just leave me alone.
My favorite, yeah, when I was dating.
I just want to get this over with because I got to go back to work or whatever.
Yeah. When I was dating, like, my sister-in-law was like, I just imagine you with this big, beefy guy. And I'm like, no, they're all douchebags. Like, I mean, think about it. If you look like that, you are very conceited. You have to, I mean, look, I'm saying I look in the mirror. And if I do it,
I'm like, pot, kettle.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I was going there.
Okay.
I already talked enough shit about myself. I was like, if I look in the mirror, there can't be two of those. It doesn't work.
No, it would not work.
It would not work.
No. There can be one.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Because then the other one is going to be the one who's like, hey, Chelsea, back to Earth here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So... this was fun.
Yeah, I'll come back for sure.
I had
sure.
a blast.
This was great.
Definitely
time.
Do it again. And thanks for being on the podcast. Yeah,
thank you, buddy.